nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a digital and online world. And today, we're going to deviate a little bit, just a little bit, but there are some applications here. I've got a target right now of church planters. One of the things we do here at New Life Christian Church is that we are a church planting church, and a lot of our resources and tithe money goes to church planters. We believe in church planting. We're associated with Exponential, the big church planting conference that happens every year. And we love to help people plant churches. And one of those guys that helps people plant churches is a guy named Dale Spaulding. He works here at New Life, but actually he works for Passion for Planting. It's an organization that we actually created out of New Life Christian Church. And they have a ton of great resources and opportunities for church planters. So if you're thinking about starting a church and you're in the process of discerning what you should be doing, you need to listen to this podcast. You need to listen to this interview that I have with Dale Spaulding today, because you're going to hear a ton of great information and you're going to have a ton of great opportunities as you listen to the podcast about helping you start this church. So I'm not going to talk any longer. This interview that I got with Dale is one of the best. So let's get into the interview with Dale Spaulding from Passion for Planting. Well, with me today is my friend Dale Spaulding. Dale, how are you doing?
Doing great.
That's good.
Good to be with you.
It's great to be with you. We've known each other for about 5 years, right?
I think so.
Ever since I came to New Life. You were here on the leadership team, correct?
Yes, I've been here about 8 years now, I guess.
Oh, dang, that's good. Yeah. And it's funny because Dale and I realize that we have a connection. His daughter-in-law used to be a girl that was in my youth group, and I actually met his son before I even knew Dale.
That's right.
It's kind of interesting.
That is. That's funny.
So, all right. So, Dale, let's get into this. Today we're talking about this thing called Passion for Planting. So before we get into the logistics of it, though, I really want to ask you, you know, give our audience a little background about who you are and how did you get involved with ministry? How did you get started in ministry?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, so like Tom said, my name's Dale Spaulding. I'm the director of Passion for Planting. And I came into ministry after serving 22 years in the United States Navy. And after that, I went to work for the Boeing Company. I was an engineer with Boeing doing software quality engineering for about 15 years or so. And while we're in the early days of attending church here at New Life Christian Church, my wife and I used to every year go down to the Exponential Conference in Orlando, Florida. Exponential is a national church planters conference. It's about 5,000 or more church planters go every year. And we just went down and just to volunteer with our church team. And just spending time with church planters year after year, God really used that time to draw my heart toward these guys that are church planters that are putting it all on the line for Jesus. I was really compelled by what these guys do. And after doing that, after several years, God just used that to kind of change my heart and say, you know, you need to do something in life. This whole success to significance thing, have you heard that before?
Yeah.
So that weighed on my heart a lot. You know, I've had a successful career in the military. I had a successful career at Boeing, but it's just something was missing still. Yeah. So that's what drew me into ministry. And I still remember that day when I finally said yes after wrestling with God for a few years. And it was on a Sunday morning in September when our senior minister was preaching. And he said, "When are you going to cast away your nets and come follow me?" Hmm. And I'll never forget that, you know. And I felt like he was talking directly to me. And as soon as the service was over, my wife looked at me and said, "Did you hear what he said this morning?" So God spoke to her at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's the day when I finally just said yes and had some conversations with guys here. And And within 6 months, I was left Boeing, was on staff here at New Life Christian Church leading Passion for Planting.
Okay, see, that is awesome. Hey, preachers out there, you know that your words, that God's words through you can actually impact people around you. Dale is a prime example of that. So that is awesome. Okay, well, let's get into this passion for planting, because you didn't just jump into ministry. You really jumped into this idea of church planting and this exact position of passion for planting. Mm-hmm. So please tell us just briefly, what is passion for planting?
Yeah. So what we do is we're kind of a service provider to church planters. So we provide what I call nuts and bolts support to church planters, just practical kind of stuff they need to do their job of planting a church. And our little tagline, our mission statement, little tagline is we exist to keep church planters focused on people. So whatever we can do to help them do that is what we want to do. So we provide a lot of templates and checklists and a lot of free stuff, which I can talk about in a second specifically. But that's why we exist. We want to free that church planter to focus on people. And we've been doing that now for about 12 years. That's how long Passion for Planting has existed.
Wow, dang, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Passion for Planting, I love that tagline. To keep planters, church planters focused on people. Why is it important to keep them focused on people? Like, what are some of the things that have bogged down church planters before? I'm throwing a trick question on you.
Well, there's just a lot of strategies and plans. There's legal stuff that has to get done. There's budgeting, marketing. Yeah. There's so many things that have to get done to go plant a church. Yeah, a lot of that stuff can bog guys down when they need to be out in the community talking to people. They need to be meeting with community leaders, find out what the needs are in the community and how they can address them. So that's what we want to do, is be behind the scenes, helping them work through all of these strategies and legal requirements that have to be done to set up a church.
Okay, see, this is good. Okay, so let's transition then into what you guys specifically do to keep these guys focused on the people. How is it that you help them? Give us some specifics.
Okay, sure. Well, our resource library is huge, and we offer free downloadable resources, and they're used around the world. That's what's kind of amazing. You'd think that this is just a United States thing, but it's not. Just in the past year and a half, I was looking at the data the other day. In the past year and a half, check this out, 48 out of the 50 states in the United States, someone has downloaded our resources.
Dang.
And that's not just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, there's been 70 different guys in Texas.
Wow.
About 60 different people in California. So it's not just a one-and-done thing. These are just people, but 48 out of 50 states. So
that's awesome.
So, guys, if you live in Alaska or Maine, come on, man.
Those are the only two.
You need to get on board and download some of our resources.
Come on, Maine. You got to come through Alaska. Come on. There's got to be church planters
but
there.
But everybody else has. And 76 different countries around the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And this is just in the last year and a half. And again, not one and done. You know, there's some countries, dozens and dozens of different guys have downloaded our stuff. So that's a real help right there, is just free resources. And those are sample strategies, plans, checklists, templates. If it's anything to do with church planting, we probably have something in our resource library for people to download.
And I can attest to that, because when I first kind of started launching this online campus that we offer at New Life, you told me about these resources, and I downloaded a bunch of stuff that was helpful for me in launching my online stuff. So that was really helpful. You got a lot of great resources.
Yeah. So that's just one thing. We also offer free online training courses as well. And there's three classes that we've developed. One is called New Church Development, which is that nuts and bolts of church planting. Mm-hmm. And it's an online course where you can just go through the units at your own pace. It's got some reading and has some practical kind of exercises to go with it. Yeah. So that's the first course. Another course is called Practical Ministry in the New Church, which helps to get prepared to be a senior minister, pastoral care, that kind of stuff that you need to get ready to be the senior pastor. And the last one is Preaching and Teaching in the New Church. So those are three courses. and they're online. You can get them off of our website or through Xponential.
Okay.
But they're all available for free. Another thing we do for free is demographic
research. I'm sensing a theme here of a lot of free stuff.
I was hoping you'd catch on that. Are you hearing the theme? Yes,
yeah.
Free. And so demographic research we do as well. So all you have to do is just go in, plug in an address, and hit submit, and we will do some demographic research around that data point and send you back the demographic data for you to look at.
Okay. Now, why is knowing the demographic of your area so important?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to plant a new church, you need to understand the community. And so what is the community makeup? You know, is it a diverse community? Is it inner city community? Is it, and that helps you determine your target demographic and who you're trying to reach. You need to understand the community in detail. You need to understand the age and marital status and population density and education and salaries, you know, all of that. The more you know about the community, the better you're prepared to reach them.
That's
Christ.
Awesome. That's cool.
So, we also provide some financial support to church plants as well. Typically ones that are in our area, Northern Virginia, D.C., Maryland area. But, you know, churches that we're closely aligned with, the guys, we do some financial support for them as well to help them out. Another service we provide is project management. We offer this tool called Planter Plan, which is a project management tool for starting a new church. We found over the years that church planters are typically not very good at project management. Go figure. They're great relational guys. Yeah. They're great speakers. Yeah. You know, they're great lead people to Christ, but organized in scheduling and budgeting and planning, not so much.
Yeah.
So we developed this tool called Planter Plan, which based on our experience of helping hundreds of churches, you know, we kind of know what needs to get done.
Yeah.
And we know when.
Yeah.
Sequence is important as well. So we developed this tool. It's broken down by phases, milestones, and tasks. And there's a total of about 400 tasks in this tool. And so you just plug in your start date and your launch date, and it builds a project management plan for you to help out with that. So that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
There's a lot to get done, and it has to be done on the right time, in the right order, and to launch your church successfully. So that's been a real great service we can provide to the guys. And project management as well, not just the tool, but we'll actually come alongside a church plant or two during the pre-launch period. This is our one fee-for-service thing, because we're actually giving somebody a part-time employee for 9 months or so, which will help manage this pre-launch time period for the church planter and actually help do a lot of the things for them, especially the legal stuff. There's a ton of legal stuff to do, and we'll actually do that for them if they want to, you know, pay for our project management time.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a great tool, and I think I've heard about that for a while now, and you guys have really got that developed. So that's awesome.
Yeah. One last thing, one last thing is our residency program, and that's another thing we offer as a church planter residency.
Get into this residency program, because this is something that has just launched this year, correct?
Well, in the past, we've had informal residencies where we've had a church planter on staff that's been with us a few years and then gone out and plant a church. Yeah. And that's typically when you see a residency, it's like that.
Yeah.
You just come on board, you kind of learn through osmosis, and you go plant. We've done that in the past. But you're right, this is the first year we've actually added some structure to the program.
Yeah.
So I'd love to share with you.
Yeah, go into the details on this, because I peek into the window, I peek into the doors every now and then. I'll take some pictures for social media and stuff. But like, I don't get to see what you're doing other than you've got this big, awesome video screen. You got people talking to each other.
Yeah.
What is the residency program?
Yeah, okay. So it's total of about 11 months long.
Okay.
And what we're looking for, candidates in our program, of guys that have been called to plant a church, but they're just not quite ready yet.
Okay.
All right? And we'll get them there.
Okay.
That's what we're looking for. And we offer two residency options: the embedded residency, which is typically what you see where someone is actually on staff.
Yep. And we have one of those right now.
Yes. One of our residents in our current cohort is embedded with us. So, and that's what you'll typically see when you, if a church has a residency program, is the person's actually on staff with you for a period yep. of time. And we're located in Chantilly, Virginia, and that's where they would be. So the distance residency is, that's what's a little bit unique. And mm-hmm. I don't know of any other church planter residency program that has this distance residency option. And I patterned it off of a distance learning program like graduate school.
Okay.
Right? Before I came into ministry, I was in a distance computer science PhD program with Boeing.
Okay.
And so I did my coursework there at Boeing and at home, but the university was on the other side of the country.
Wow.
Right? So distance learning. Yeah. So it's kind of patterned off of that. So you could stay in your local context, but you'll still be part of the cohort. And we meet virtually once a week on Wednesday for cohort day all day long in a virtual environment. But then, just like that program I was in at Boeing, and like most distance learning programs, twice a year we have the cohort come on-site together for what I call on-site intensives.
Okay.
Two times a year, each 1 week long, where they'll spend a week with us. And we just had one of those last week. So that's one more thing about our residency. What's unique about it is we not only spend, you know, hundreds of hours doing practical teaching. These guys, once we've taught them a topic, they will actually produce those strategies and plans that are required to launch a church. For example, the launch plan or the philosophy of ministry, marketing plan, budget, fundraising plan. All of those types of things they'll actually produce while they're here, and they'll get peer-reviewed within the group so that when they leave at the end of this 11-month residency, they'll have all these strategies worked out, ready to go to be implemented when they hit the ground to go plant their church.
Now, are these guys that are the people who are, you know, eligible for your residency program? Are they people that are ready to begin? Like, it's 11th month, so then on the 12th month, they're ready to start the launch of their own church?
Yeah, yes, they're ready to enter that pre-launch period.
Okay,
and that's typically about 9 months long. So they'll enter the pre-launch period, and during that 9 months, they'll be implementing these strategies and plans that we've came up with. And at the end of that 9 months, or it could be 6 months,
Okay. Could
be 12 months, but on average, about nine, that's when they'll have opening day, the launch of the new church.
That's really cool. And how many people do you have in this program currently right now?
Right now, we have five guys.
Okay.
Five guys.
Five guys.
You can't call it that.
Yeah.
But we have five guys, and four of them are distance residents, and one is locally embedded with us.
Okay, and then also... I just forgot the question I was going to ask you about the... Oh, does it cost them anything?
Yeah, right now the only cost to them is buying their books and then travel when they need to come travel here. But that's it.
It's essentially almost like a free resource too.
Yeah, it is. It's part of, you know, in our DNA, you know, we want to give back to church planting. And you like you said earlier, you sense the theme there, and that's kind of what we do. Here is we want to help healthy churches.
I'm actually blown away that this is a free thing. I had no idea that this was free except for the books and the travel or whatnot. But to see the work that Dale has put into this and to see the work that he has on these cohort days and even this past week where he had them all coming together, like to be able to get this resource for free is unbelievable because this has to be, I mean, I would think this would be over $1,000, $2,000 value for what you're doing.
Yeah, I could talk to that specifically, and I have had some folks tell me that, you know, it is kind of crazy doing this for free because there's a thing called Church Planter Boot Camp, and it's usually a week long,
okay.
a very intensive week, and that'll typically cost $1,000 to $2,000 to go to something like that. So it is something we've had to wrestle with, and we'll see if it stays that way in the future or not. But that's what it is today.
That's what it is today.
And the word's spreading on this, so it's going to be kind of competitive to get in because right now we do one cohort a year
every
September, and the cohort is limited to five people.
Okay.
And in the spring, is when we'll open up applications, and all the applications can be done online, and then we'll screen guys, and then we'll choose the five. And eventually we may end up going to two cohorts a year as it gets more and more popular. But that's the way it is today. So.
Well, dang, this is awesome. And we're going to offer later on the podcast and also in the show notes, we'll show you how you can connect with Passion for Planting and all their resources. But, Dale, let me ask you this question because this is, you know, I focus a lot of my stuff on online stuff and social media. And you're great with social media stuff too. But how has social media kind of impacted today's church planting? Because I can imagine it's a little bit different than it was 5 years ago.
Sure. It definitely has. And it's interesting you mentioned that question because some of the younger church planters I work with, guys in their mid to late 20s or maybe early 30s, you know, when I talk to them about in the budget that, you know, we're going to be spending $50,000-$60,000 on marketing campaigns, direct mail campaigns, you know, they just roll their eyes at that and say, you know, I don't want to spend money on that. Yeah. I can do all that and better in social media. And so the younger church planters are really starting to think that way.
Uh-huh.
And I really feel like it should be an and not an or.
Okay.
Because there's something about, you know, getting an invite card in the mail that you can put your hands on and that might draw somebody's attention. Plus, you need to know your target audience. We talked about that earlier with demographics. Yeah. You know, if you are planting a church in a university setting and your target demographic is people in their teens and or early 20s, then that fine, that might work.
Yeah.
But if you're planting a church in another location where you know anybody that's within a 10-mile circle may want to come to your church, well, then you need to do both. You need to use direct mail campaigns as well. And the last thing I'd say to that, I definitely agree, social media is huge. But if you're a church planter, you don't want to be owning all of this yourself.
Yeah.
So you need to have somebody on your team that is good at this, that's going to be on it every day. Because you know, Tom, more than anybody, if you have a Twitter handle and you're not posting something, it's not going to work. So you've got to be keeping content fresh, using all aspects. So I'm going to say, if you're going to use social media, do it right.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you 100%, Dale. That's a right word on that one, because there's nothing more frustrating than seeing something that someone posts and like tweets out on, like, oh, this is really cool, I might want to follow him. You click on his Twitter profile, and that's the first like tweet he's posted in like 10 days or a month, and I'm like, oh, then I'm not going to follow this guy. So, and I will also say, I agree, the fact that you said there's both, the print material and the social media, because we've seen many times in New Life that when we send out the postcards, we get people coming in saying, I got your postcard in the mail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that makes an impact. I mean, you know, you can expand your reach definitely with social media, but to hit that target audience within that circumference of where you're trying to reach, I think it's very important to have that printed material,
too. And it may not be the following week after you send a card. We've had people at our church that have come 6 months later.
Wow. Yep.
They got a card and it just laid on their desk or something, and 6 months later they came. Yep. And so it's important that direct mail campaigns are effective.
Yep. No, that's great. All right. Well, Dale, this has been fantastic. So real quick, and again, I'll have these in the show notes so you can just click the link. But tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can follow Passion for Planting, how they can get more information about the residency or even your free stuff that you're giving away.
Sure. Yeah, so the easiest way to find out more about Passion for Planting and to get access to all the stuff we talked about today is just go to our website, church-planting.net. But if you have specific questions, and on my website's got our email address, but you can email me directly at planting@church-planting.net. Again, and our phone number's on our website as well, so feel free to check it out and everything we've talked about today is accessible on our website.
Well, Dale, this is fantastic stuff. And this is, I mean, again, I know how much I see you every day. So I know how much work and time that you've put into making this an effective tool for church planters. So I really strongly recommend that if you're thinking about planting a church, if you are in the process of planting one and you got questions, Dale is the person you want to talk to, and he's got a great team with him. So, well, all right, Dale. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tom. It's been fun.
Oh, it's been great. I'm going to have you back now. You know that.
Anytime, man.
Okay. Thanks, Dale. Okay, so there you have it, my interview with Dale. And, I mean, seriously, Dale is a fantastic guy. And I'm not kidding. I actually met his, his daughter-in-law is a former youth group student of mine. And then when I found out that his son had married her and all this stuff, it was just so fascinating. I went from one church to this church, and I get to meet all these random people. It's kind of like a small world. After all, isn't there a song for that? It's a small world. Okay, anyways. Hey, so that was a fascinating conversation, and I'm serious. If you are thinking about starting a church, or if you're in the process of starting a church, and you need resources, you need help, you need to call Dale Spaulding. You need to contact him. And you, again, I've got all the notes, all the links in the show notes, but it's Passion for Planting. You need to look them up because they work really hard for you to be successful as a church planter. So you got to check into that. All right, everyone. Well, that wraps it up for today. I appreciate you guys joining me for the YM Sidekick podcast. Make sure you sign up for the Sidekick Scoop. This is my little plug for the twice a month newsletter that I have going out. It is a great resource email where I collect a ton of different podcasts and blogs from all over the ministry world designed for online and student ministry focus to encourage you so you don't have to look for these blogs. I do a ton of blog research. I follow a ton of great people, and they've got a lot of great content, and I share it all in this twice a month email called the Sidekick Scoop. So click the link on the show notes or go to ymsidekick.com to sign up for the Sidekick Scoop today. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week, and I will see you next week.